It's just gone 25 minutes past 4 Central African time. You are listening to As-Suhoor on Radio Islam International. It's time now for our hadith for the morning. We take a look at a hadith from Ibn Majah. Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, ali nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Allah azza wa jalla yaqul, ana ma'a 'abdi idha huwa dhakarani wa taharrakat bi shafatahu. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu writes that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I am with my servant when he remembers me and when his lips move in my remembrance. The meaning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with us is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Allah's assistance, Allah's mercies, Allah's blessings are all with us at the time when we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah is omnipresent, Allah is always there, Allah is always aware, Allah is always in sync and in touch. But we get the special attention of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the special assistance, the special mercies and the special blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when we remember Allah. This month of Ramadan is known for the Quran. This month of Ramadan is known for fasting. This month of Ramadan is known for charity. But we should also utilize this month of Ramadan to build a habit within us, to build a routine of making dhikr, to create a kind of trend in our lives where we regularly are occupied in the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so that post Ramadan this can be part of our daily lives. Because as we've explained multiple times in the past, dhikr is so easy compared to other actions of ibadah, in that you don't need to be in the state of wudu, you don't need to be at a particular place, you don't need to stop everything else. As you're doing whatever you do, you continue to make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those, as the Quran says, al-dhakirin Allah kathira wa al-dhakirat. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.